Welcome back. Investors are turning their attention to the labor market ahead of tomorrow's government report on September jobs. Joining us now with some perspective is Neela Richardson, chief economist at ADP. Neela, good to see you. So there's lots to sift through here. I mean, this morning we found out that the number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits fell for the first time in about a month. And of course, earlier this week, ADP, the company where you work, reported that private companies actually stepped up their hiring faster than expected last month. So what are your expectations for tomorrow's government report?
I think that we're going to see another solid report. I think the Delta variant did put a pause in some hiring in August. We saw that in the disappointing August report. But I do think that the prognosis for the conditions, at least right now, and we have to acknowledge that this is always an evolving story when it comes to the pandemic, but health conditions have improved since that August report. And I think you're going to see that reflected in the BLS report. And the main driver, the hero of the jobs recovery, is going to be the one sector that was the hardest hit. That's leisure and hospitality. We saw that leisure and hospitality and the service producing companies in general really did carry the water for this September jobs report. I expect to see the same thing on Friday's report as well.
Well, and this report takes on added significance, especially in light of the fact that the Fed is going to be considering it at their November meeting, where they're widely expected to introduce a tapering measures that is dial back on their bond buying. I'm just wondering what the calculus is at the Fed, what they might be reading in the report, should the numbers come out hot or soft or any which way there, Neela.
I don't think that the Fed will be swayed by one report. I really do think that they're looking at a trend in hiring, and they're going to be looking at the evolution of hiring. They're going to take into account the role of the Delta variant in stalling but not derailing the recovery. But it's not just going to be about the headline numbers for the Fed. They're going to look deep into the cohorts most affected. Remember this time last year, September, women left the workforce at 4 times the rate of men. And so we've seen an uneven recovery, but very uneven. We saw that in the ADP report with large firms doing the bulk of the hiring, small firms actually struggling last month. I think the Federal Reserve is going to be very attuned to differences within the headline numbers and whether or not Fed policy can make an impact in leveling the field more.
What do you think in terms of the stock market? What kind of a report would be just the right kind of report for this market to continue to build and perhaps rally after the report tomorrow?
You know, I don't think that the market is as sensitive to the jobs numbers as they may have been earlier in the recovery, because the Fed has done a very good job telegraphing. They've said, hey, we'd prefer to taper and we'd prefer to taper sooner rather than later. And that doesn't mean we're going to start hiking interest rates. And so that message has been heard and received, I think, by investors. So as long as the numbers are solid, I think that the markets will assume that the Fed goes with plan A, which is the taper, sometime this year.
And it's been about a month now since the enhanced and extended unemployment benefits have rolled off. And I'm just wondering what, if anything, we can expect to see in this report. I know that the survey date, I think it's may be a little bit too close to that to see the full effects, but have we seen anything in the weekly data or anything else that indicates what these workers who don't have these benefits are doing? Are they in fact looking for a job, or are they just leaving the workforce?
Right. I think that the hiring that ADP showed in September is suggestive of the fact that people are coming back into the workforce. But let's make no mistake, labor force participation is still under where it was before the pandemic. That means people who are working, yes, but also people who are looking for work. So this is a critical time. It's a critical juncture in the jobs recovery that people are actually coming back into the labor force. Women, other vulnerable groups who are heavily impacted by the pandemic are coming into the labor force because they're seeing returns for doing so. Higher wages, good jobs, better working conditions. This will all help with the recovery. And also if they have some infrastructure support at home in terms of childcare, that would help with the recovery as well.
And Neela, you just hit it. You said wages. We know that the Fed's going to be watching that wage component of tomorrow's jobs report very closely. In this tight labor market, are you expecting to see a significant jump in wages tomorrow? And what will the implications be for inflation going forward?
No, I think wage growth actually peaked last year. At least that's what ADP's data is showing. What we're seeing now, yes, wages have gone up and they're not likely to go back down. But a lot of this is the composition of jobs that are being filled, less so the actual wages that are increasing. Remember, the sector that is likely to lead the recovery is leisure and hospitality, and that is composed with a lot of low wage jobs. So if things are going through the trajectory that we expect, the actual wage growth as more of these low paid jobs are added to the payrolls is actually going to go down. Wages are unlikely to be a significant component of inflation going forward. In fact, we hope for the low pay workers that their wages can keep up with inflation, which we've seen, you know, uptick during the course of this pandemic.
And Neela, you said that you're focusing on those leisure and hospitality jobs. Are you seeing anything in the ADP data that indicates, besides the ADP data, anything besides that that indicates that these jobs are coming back now because they had flagged because of the Delta variant?
Right. Well, ADP pays one in five workers in the United States. It provides those payroll services. That translates to upwards of 26 million workers. So our data set is rich enough for us to make some conclusions, draw some conclusions. And so when we put out the Wednesday report showing a big surge in hiring for leisure and hospitality, I think that was confirmation that the sector is continuing and poised to make gains going forward. And that's good news for the jobs recovery.
All right, Neela Richardson, Chief Economist at ADP, thanks so much for joining us and for that preview of tomorrow's jobs report.